Ahead of the April 28 federal election, Black Press conducted phone interviews with candidates running in the Columbia-Kootenay Southern Rockies riding. Each interview included questions about two general topics and one about their party. These questions were not disclosed in advance. The candidates were also given the opportunity to speak on a bonus topic of their choice. This interview is with NDP candidate Callie Lins. Canada-U.S. Relations. Lins says the federal government needs to expand access to employment insurance for those who are impacted by tariffs. She leans on her experiences working in the nonprofit sector during the pandemic and her advocacy in helping develop policy that shaped the Canada Emergency Business Account and the Canada Emergency Wage Subsidy, two key programs designed to assist businesses and employees navigate the economic impacts caused by COVID-19. While supporting Canadian retaliatory tariffs as an appropriate response, Lins also noted the importance of connecting with local employers and unions to ensure those retaliatory tariffs don't have a disproportionate impact on local industries. I am all for international collaboration where there is an alignment of values. I think the fundamental issue that we're having with the U.S. right now is that the administration has walked back from key values that we used to take for granted, and those values were in alignment with Canada. Domestically, Lins added that the NDP wants to harmonize interprovincial trade and professional mobility barriers, highlighting a commitment for pan-Canadian licensing for doctors and healthcare workers. Cost of living. The housing crisis is a key campaigning element for Lins and the NDP. Lins said the NDP platform has a plan to build 3 million new homes by 2030. Additional commitments include a national mortgage program, as well as reforms to the Canadian Mortgage and Housing Corporation. The party is also proposing a suite of policies geared towards renters, such as rent control and protection from rent evictions. Beyond housing, the NDP is proposing tax relief for those earning up to $177,882, which would translate to roughly $500, while further measures include emergency caps on prices for basic grocery items. I think when we're talking about affordability now, it's the sense of wherever you go, whatever you do, you cannot but help but feel sticker shock with everyday life, Lin said. The NDP platform also includes provisions for removing GST on essential items such as home heating bills, cell phone bills, children's clothes and footwear, and more. Liberal NDP confidence and supply agreement. When the Liberal Party formed a minority parliament following the 2021 election, it was able to govern following a confidence and supply agreement with the NDP. That means the Liberals were able to pass legislation with support from NDP MPs in exchange for a commitment to address NDP priorities. Those priorities included movement on expanding access to dental care, the beginnings of a national pharmacare program, and beefing up pandemic supports. It has been challenging to articulate to voters that just because we were strategically aligned with the Liberals to push through key programs and policy priorities, that doesn't mean our values have shifted, that doesn't mean we have any less resolve to stand up for workers and stand against corporate profiteering, Lins said. Bonus topic: water and environmental conservation. Lins cited engagements she's had over balancing recreation and preservation on water bodies at a recent event in Radium, as well as similar discussions over development along Kootenay Lake and in the mountains around Nelson. In traveling around the Kootenays and the Columbia Basin, the conversation about our water has been coming up time and time again. It's just so palpable for people how closely tied our livelihoods are to our rivers and our lakes. Lins said those conversations have raised concerns that not enough attention has been given to monitoring the impacts of development around key water bodies. That extends to concerns over wetlands drying up in the East Kootenay and difficult conversations about water use and management in the face of climate change. Within the context of the Columbia River Treaty and the pause in negotiations, Lins was unequivocal in stating that control of Canadian water would never be ceded to the Americans, nor would it be used as a bargaining chip for other trade-related discussions.